Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome. We are about to have a conversation with Emmett Miller. Emmett Miller is a host of the BET special I Am Trayvon, A Family's Fight for Justice, that will air Friday, April 20th at 7:30 on BET. Emmett, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, I've seen a bunch of clips. You're taking a different approach than other things I've seen about what happened with Trayvon Martin. And because you're kind of, without exploiting it, you're talking to the family and others around. Talk about your approach to this documentary you put together.
Well, we've had unprecedented access to the family. They've allowed us to follow them around for this last 6 weeks. They've been through this ordeal since Mr. Zimmerman has been charged. And we really get inside their soul and their emotions and their tears and every turn that they've made and every twist that they've had to endure in this case, from the rallies to the negative media that came out in the with the conservative bloggers to the things that were said about their son, and now finally what they've been shouting for, what they've been praying for, an arrest in this case, some semblance of what they see as a balanced treatment of their son and the death of their son has come about.
So tell me what for you in terms of following the family and being with them was the most profound moments for you? What kind of either what moved you, but also what came to you that you didn't expect?
Well, profound for me probably was the strength of this family. To have lost someone who is quite possibly the most important person in your life, your son, and to go through the anguish that a mother would go through, never being able to hug Trayvon again, never being able to see his face, see his eyes, to be able to say to him what she would have wanted to say to him before his death, and then to fight essentially what she felt was a battle of a larger scale police investigation that never actually gave justice to what was going on in this case, that never actually treated the person who shot Trayvon as a black man who in the same position would have been treated, to echo throughout history, throughout many of African Americans' experiences about what it means to have an imbalanced justice system, and to fight that for the last 6 weeks. The incredible strength she has has just left such a mark on me.
Did you follow them through the time that Zimmerman was actually arrested and charged?
We were there with our cameras as Ms. Corey was announcing that she was going to file charges. Mm-hmm. Through the time that the grand jury was going to be convened and then was called away, bit by bit, as Benjamin Crump came on the scene, interviewing him, getting the real insight to him and what drives him as the person who's going to be, you know, basically sticking up for Trayvon in this case, since Trayvon's not around to stick up for himself. These are very, very key figures, and they have their own emotional impact to this case. You know, no matter how this turns out, whether Mark O'Mara happens to win or whether Benjamin Crump happens to win, our country will never be the same. The ramifications socially and for the legal system are huge, far-reaching.
What do you think those are?
I essentially think that, listen, stand your ground is one of those laws. And when we talked to Mark O'Mara, and this you'll find very interesting in this piece, we interviewed Mark O'Mara at length and really got inside his head. He's a gentle, caring person who's basically been given the task to defend someone in a sphere of within the context of a law that he doesn't necessarily agree with. He may not necessarily think stand your ground is as it should be and is interpreted as it should be, even though he has to say if the law was followed to the letter of the law as he sees it, and if he's able to prove that his client would be innocent. So these are people that care very, very deeply about racial relations, about what this has become, about the way that this has spread and the way that the nation sees this, and also, at the very heart of the case, want justice to be done for the people who are involved.
I want to play a clip here from your documentary. This, I believe, is a clip with the parents, just to give our listeners a sense of what they'll hear and see in this documentary. We'll come back and talk about it.
Great.
You must be tired.
Very. It's an exhausting process, but at the same time, we realize this is what we have to do as parents advocating for a deceased loved one. So tired, yeah, but we still have that same drive that we had from the beginning to we're on a mission.
Coast to coast, rally to rally, TV interview to TV interview, and I'm sure you guys get asked the same questions again and again and again. Have you had time to grieve about this? Have you had any time yourselves at all?
No, it's still very difficult for us. I still cry I cried for 2 hours yesterday. I started to feel better after I left church. But it's still hard. It's still a process that we're going through, you know, the grieving process. But I'm absolutely sure we'll make it.
And they will make it, but there's just this giant hole. There was a piece you also did with his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a bit about that and meeting his brother.
Javaris, well, I mean, really, we did talk to Javaris. And Javaris won't be the center of the piece that we're doing now. Really, this is about the family's inner struggle with what they've had to go through leading up to the point where he's arrested. And it's about the two legal gladiators that are going to be fighting it out in the courtroom, getting inside their minds, getting inside their souls, and figuring out exactly how they see and feel the case developing. You haven't heard a lot from Mark O'Mara. I think he's been sort of painted and written off as the defender of public enemy number one across the country. But there's another side to this, and I think what the family has said and what both lawyers have said is wait and see what the legal system will produce. Not surprisingly, I asked Mr. O'Mara, if you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning during this case, eyes wide open, you're sweating, and you're saying to yourself, boy, I really think my client killed him because he's black. I think my client shot Trayvon because he's black. How do you respond to that? And his answer will blow you away.
You're not going to tell us, huh?
But honestly, these are human beings. These are human beings that think and feel, and they're human beings that have defended on both sides of this case. And nobody other than these two lawyers would love to see the racial climate in this country calm down and for us to really come together on this. Although, maybe the biggest culprits in this are the Sanford Police Department. You don't know yet.
You don't know yet. You don't know yet. And I guess before we close out, and you talk about these two men, if you could just leave us with just, you don't have to tell us what they said, but what for you, what the measure of both these men are, who are these legal gladiators, as you put it.
I think where Benjamin Crump is concerned, you have a soul that's gone through fight after fight, war after war, skirmish after skirmish, to really bring to light some of the injustices that have been done to black folks throughout time. And so he really has that horse in this race, even though he's a shrewd, shrewd man and will only stick to the facts where that's concerned. Both of them, Mr. O'Mara and Mr. Crump, believe wholeheartedly in the position of their client. Mr. O'Mara hasn't seen enough of the facts, so he's not really able to speak to that. But he truly, truly does believe that at the end of the day, the legal system has to be followed. And at the end of the day, what the judge decides will become the verdict.
Emmett Miller, I appreciate you taking time with our listeners today and want to encourage everyone to tune into BET this on April 20th, this Friday, at 7:30. To watch this.
Trayvon, A Family Fights for Justice, April 20th to 7:30. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Twitter is a great way to follow us. We've been covering this Trayvon Martin case from the very beginning. We're going to continue doing it. BET News on Twitter. We have real-time updates involving Trayvon Martin. That's BET News for Twitter.
Well, as we look at this, we'll be calling on you to talk with us some more. I appreciate your time, Emmett.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. That was Emmett Miller, who's host of the BET special, I Am Trayvon, A Family's Fight for Justice, this Friday night on BET. We'll be right back to talk about this public radio station. Don't go away.